Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Hi, everybody. Doug Steffens here. Another American Family Farmer on the air. This week in the news department, I want to talk about what's going on in the future realm, if you will. I noticed that the Biden administration is talking a lot about the future of farmers. That's sort of in tandem with the farm bill that is being heard now and probably won't get passed until December, runs out at the end of September, which is where we find ourselves at the moment. And like a lot of other things that have to do with the government, the shutdown is looming. As this airs, hopefully there isn't one. You'd like to think that cooler and smarter heads would prevail. There's also another bill that we've been talking about a good deal, and that's the Right to Repair bill, which I want to spend some time on here. The National Farmers Union, which is one of the two organizations I belong to, I think both of them have their place. That is the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union. The American Farm Bureau Federation tends to be a little right of center politically, and the NFU stands for positions that are a little bit left of center. Now, having said that, the following statement has been issued in support of the Right to Repair Act. There's a bill that has been introduced, if you haven't heard about it yet, introduced in Congress by Representative Marie Glusenkamp, who is, her name is Marie Glusenkamp Perez, and she is from Washington State. She and some other Congress people from Virginia, Colorado, and Michigan have endorsed and supported this legislation, which was passed in Colorado. So here's what the president of the NFU had to say. Quote, the guy's name is Rob LaRue. The introduction of the Agricultural Right to Repair Act is an important step in our fight to ensure farmers across the country have fair and affordable access to parts, tools, and information that they need to fix their farm equipment. He goes on to say he thanks the people that got involved in this bill to guarantee farmers the right to repair. I can't believe in a progressive society, the United States of America in the year 2023 has to do this, but it shows you how bad and out of control the huge agribusinesses are. And those of you who continue to buy John Deere products, John Deere tractors, combines, implements, whatever it is, you're feeding into this. They're not the only ones, but they're the worst when it comes to the right to repair your equipment. You own it. You bought it. You should be able to take care of it. And the fact that there are people out there who are trying to take that right away from you is obscene. And so what I try not to do, because this is the news segment, I put my opinions off to the last segment of the program, but I, in this circumstance, I have to underscore what the National Farmers Union is saying. Farmers deserve to be able to fix their equipment without any exceptions whatsoever. The senior Right to Repair campaign director, a guy named Nathan Proctor, said, quote, "We were thrilled that Colorado led the way, and now we're proud to support the effort to protect farmers all across the country." There, you know, we have in the reality of our farming world, we have very tight windows to complete important, necessary work. And any time our farm equipment breaks down, it endangers our crops, and the manufacturers don't seem to give a damn. This is my way of interpolating what has gone on. I've said basically the same thing for the past year plus. The fact that there is a need for this bill tells you the state of the agriculture industry, the stranglehold that Big Ag and these big corporations that feed into Big Ag, like John Deere, have. It's not, I'm being nice by saying it's not appropriate. It's pretty damned outrageous, frankly, when you get right down to it. So happy to have that in the news bucket this week. Also, the question about foreign ownership of land comes up again, thanks to some of my friends who are in the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. There's a story out of Nebraska that had a law on the books for 100 years or more that limited foreign ownership of land, leases of land. And so now why is there a question about who's buying land in Nebraska? Well, it's not so much who's buying land in Nebraska. It's who's buying land elsewhere. The state, there is a question, though, in terms of Nebraska. Those of you who live there listening to this program, you're probably familiar with the fact that lawmakers are concerned because there's really no clarification as to how to enforce that law, which agency does it, and what penalties are levied for violating it. And so the biggest hole, apparently, one of these traditional foreign ownership laws that would restrict anybody, but there's no enforcement of it. So people are coming in, mostly Chinese, buying up land in Nebraska, and the law is not being enforced. So now they're waking up to the fact that they don't need a new law in the books. They need to enforce the law because China is the focus. Reports about Chinese interest in U.S. farmland has concerned the constituents in Nebraska because of how much land the Smithfield Pork Company owns and the seed giant Syngenta, two communist Chinese-owned companies that are buying up land to go along with the companies. So this is very appropriate, and I think it's time not only the state of Nebraska look at this and clarify the law, but other states make new laws. So there's a lot of foreign investment in farmland because of solar power and wind power. There's a lot of that being driven. Just to give you an example, in Nebraska, because we're focusing on Nebraska, that state shows that foreign interests own or lease almost 800,000 acres of ag land in one state. That is unacceptable. So, and especially if you look back 10 years, the number of land, the number of acres of land in 2012 was 34,000 acres. And now 10 years later, it's almost 800,000 acres. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So, and there are some Canadian companies and some Italian companies that have land there. They're not the ones that we're concerned about. Chinese ownership of U.S. ag land in terms of foreign ownership, 90% of foreign interests that own land in America are Chinese. Why do you think that's that? We are that asleep. And you as farmers should be in touch with your state reps, with your congressperson, with your senator. They should know who you are, and they should know what you feel about foreign ownership, especially when it comes to the Chinese. I don't think any more needs to be said about that. In a moment, a focus on food waste in the news. Right now, though, a reminder about the great giveaway. For those of you who want a couple of days off, you can get yourself to Las Vegas. I'll make sure you get two free nights in Las Vegas at one of the 15 best hotels in town. Operators are standing by, as they say, and they are, to take your call and make the arrangements. 800-419-3684 for a good time. Let's go to Las Vegas. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free. I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
All right, a couple of minutes here in the news department on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on food waste. I suppose maybe this is my promotional focus on composting. I have a 4-acre composting facility that I run on my farm, and it is really it's a fabulous asset, frankly, to any of us who I'm not, like everybody else, so worried about the climate stuff. I just think that it's the composting material that comes out that we're getting is so good for the land. There are people complaining about the bad smells and sometimes the pests that are around, but I've got it way, way, way down the back of my farm. And so the only time that people are walking on the state park that abuts my farm, they smell it. But hello, it's a farm. They could smell any number of times. Over the years I've been down there, I've mixed chicken manure, cow manure, horse manure, pig manure. And those of you who are in any or all of those businesses know what it smells like if you put them all together. But that's, in fact, one of the things that probably makes it good for the land. So we have this urban farm movement, and there are a lot of people who are finding what's referred to as black gold to be an enhancement to really make the soil rich. That's why I love this. And so my neighbors around here, they may smell a little bit, but they all like using the compost on their own gardens. And I don't know why more people are not embracing this. The effort to manage food waste sustainably, this is perfect. So I think what I'm suggesting to you here is that if you have a little extra land and you want to find a good way to use it and make a couple of bucks, this is the way to do it. Compost piles. You store the stuff, turn it over. We have all the stuff gets turned over every day. By the way, food waste is the largest category of trash going into landfills right now. You go back a couple of years, certainly rotting food produces methane gas, and if it's just left there, ugh, what a waste. Think about it that way. Good business and prevent the waste. Find out about running a composting facility. Something the government is actually supporting right now. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with a focus up next onto horticulture. I think that's something we haven't explored much on this program, so we'll dig into it after this.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
After the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Aaron Fields, who is the head of horticulture at Eden Green Technology, a website, edengreen.com. I'm zoomed in to it. It's kind of it's a really fascinating visit. I guess maybe that's as much as a visit here. Local produce. So let's find out how Aaron plays into this. What's your background, Aaron? Where do you come from? Where did you go to school? A little on you, please.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you. My name is Aaron Fields. I'm the Vice President of Agriculture at Eden Green Technology. I went to school for biogeography. I didn't study horticulture at all. I was quickly introduced to greenhouses. My first job was working in a research greenhouse in Illinois, where I'm from. I grew up surrounded by agriculture and dairy farmers, spent my summers baling hay a lot of times, so I'm really familiar with traditional ag.
Good for you.
And that was great. It's a big part of who I am, and I love that. And so I was introduced to a greenhouse, and I had no idea. I didn't grow up around greenhouses. I didn't know about controlled environment agriculture. Got to work in a research greenhouse and saw this great blend of science and art and growing plants in a controlled space and what you can do and test and push and the opportunities there. So I did that for a couple of years, worked on the West Coast. I actually worked in lettuce fields from Salinas to Yuma for 4 years, chasing trials and inoculations, got firsthand account of what it's really like, where all of our lettuce comes from, what those fields are like, what the workers are like, what the supply chain's like. That pushed me into the greenhouse industry more, and it made me want to be part of a solution that got fresher produce to people quicker, nutritious produce to people quicker, more efficiently, less of a carbon footprint. And so I found myself running a greenhouse on top of a Whole Foods in Brooklyn, New York. and that was as close as you get to the market, growing lettuce and basil on top of a grocery store. It's great. Until I started realizing what you do with the excess stuff from that greenhouse. They couldn't take everything. And so now, what does that distribution look like? And I became face-to-face with produce being shipped across to another state to go to a distribution center just to come back to that same place where it was grown so it could go through the right channels. And that did make a lot of sense to me. And shortly after I worked at that greenhouse, I found Eden Green. And we have become this amazing solution for fresh local produce that solves a distribution problem and can help with the decentralization of food movement across the country.
All right. So I like it when people talk about vertical. I first learned about this type of farming with my brief introduction to the cannabis business, because this is the way cannabis is grown, unless it's grown outside. This is a, you know, it's kind of an inside tiered thing, and it's fascinating to get into it. A lot of people don't like the product, and that's neither here nor there as to the understanding of how to grow things. Matter of fact, I have a farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, and as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, because we're as close as we are to Boston, because we have a problem much of the year, because most of the produce is grown outside, and the idea of having, you know, a way to produce a lot of food year-round that's fresh is very appealing to me, to my clients, my customers, and it seems to me to anybody who's thinking about health and nutrition. So we're digging into Eden Green, the food supply outfit. This is a, it looks like top-to-bottom management thing in terms of how you grow and how you distribute. It looks like this, you're catching it all here. Aaron Fields and I will continue our conversation. He's the Vice President of Agriculture at Eden Green Technology. He's visiting with us this week on the American Family Farm.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown and says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
A U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea illegally is now back in American custody. North Korean state media announced yesterday that U.S. Army Private Travis King would be expelled from the country. King had been taken into North Korean custody in July after crossing the DMZ during a tour instead of boarding a flight back to the U.S. Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctor has recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Next half hour, certainly a very important part of it, devoted to a discussion of horticulture, growing things in buildings, versus outside, or let's say in complement to what's outside. Aaron Fields, the Vice President of Agriculture, Head of Horticulture at Eden Green Technology. So you said you found Eden Green. What's their story? Because your story is part of where they are now, but how did it develop and where did it develop?
Great question. Yeah, this company has a very unique and interesting background. It was founded by two brothers from South Africa, Jacques and Eugene Van Buren. They were involved heavily in construction and engineering. They ran a company. They built buildings and houses. They had a very moving experience where they came face-to-face with their hunger and lack of fresh food in their home country of South Africa, and they wanted to do something about it immediately. And they wanted to make sure that they were innovating some way to make food available to everyone. And so they dropped everything they were doing, handed over management of their company, and started developing this system. And the goal was to bring fresh food to everyone through a greenhouse that could fit as much food as you could on the small amount of footprint and do this sustainably and get healthy food to people. And they brought that to Texas, And then I found them about 9 months after they got here, and we've been growing together ever since.
So let's talk about the simple success and the reason. Most people who are successful because they found a simple formula that when you look at it, you think, duh. In this circumstance, right?
Yeah.
There is nothing worse. And I say that because I know the audience that I have, and they're all going to clap and yell and scream, and yeah, Doug's right. There's nothing worse for you. I'm talking now not to the farm people that are listening to our program, but to folks, because we connect farm, food, and family here on this program. So there are ultimate users of our products here that are frustrated because they go to a supermarket or a grocery store, and they see the lettuce, and they see the beets, and they see the spinach, and they see everything, the carrots all being sprayed with this mist and the bright colors, and boy, doesn't this stuff look yummy. What they don't know is that that stuff has sat in a truck for 3, 4, 5 days as it traveled across the country, depending on the time of year, not always, but if you're buying in the spring and summer and fall on the East Coast, then you're getting probably stuff that's fresh. But if you're in the middle of winter and you're in Pennsylvania, chances are you're getting stuff that's been trucked across the country. And so it may look good, but most of the value, nutritional value, is long gone. And so you refer to it, I get a kick out of this on your website, the 5,000-mile salad. And that's what it is, traveling thousands of miles to give you no benefit, right?
Yes.
Zero benefit. And so this is a way to get around that and or to deal with it, I guess, as much as anything else. So you were talking about having a garden on top of a Whole Foods store. What's the practical way? I mean, if you're going to make an impact, you got to have a lot of land and or a lot of buildings so you can grow this stuff in a way that will actually impact. You'll have an imprint. You'll make a dent in the stuff that we're talking about that is a problem, right? So what do you do? How are you handling that?
Yeah, and it used to be. You used to need a ton of land. If you wanted to build a traditional flat-style greenhouse and grow on one horizontal layer, some of these lettuce greenhouses have to be, you know, 15, 20 acres to serve an area
right.
to make money off that. That
yeah.
doesn't make any sense. The greenhouse gives you the added benefit of growing 365 days a year if you know how to use it and you build the right structure and the right system in the right place. As America has evolved its greenhouse industry, we've learned how to do this everywhere, and Eden Green is leading that charge. We've combined the vertical aspect with the traditional greenhouse aspect, so we can still use the bright, beautiful power of the sun, we can still be fully sustainable, and we don't need nearly as much land as anybody else does. We're growing close to 40 acres of lettuce in an acre and a half. That's traditional field farming.
So you got to build a building, though. Are you finding warehouses? A lot of the cannabis stuff has gone into old warehouses. What are you finding to use?
We don't want to build those buildings. We want to build greenhouses. So the actual inside growing, the warehouses you see, the vertical towers, that doesn't make a lot of sense for lettuce. It doesn't really pencil out. You're spending millions of dollars to ignore Mother Nature and the environment and then spending another millions of dollars to recreate that inside, when you could just learn to work in symbiosis with that nature if you build a greenhouse, keep that sky open. So we are building a greenhouse building. That's absolutely right. A lot of this land exists in places where it's really effective, but it's kind of like one of those moments you said, one of those aha moments where it's right next to distribution centers, semi-industrial areas, very rural areas, very open land areas, land you don't use for anything else, zoned for business and industry. And if you go there, that land is available, and you're right next to the point of where that food needs to go to get to people across the country.
So are you, as the farmers who are listening intently, they're wondering, especially if they're produce people, dairy guys not so much, produce people who may have an extra, let's say they've got 100 acres of growing stuff, produce in the summertime. They've got an extra acre in the back corner of the land. Are they somebody who's a typical partner? Put up a building on their land and grow produce on their land to get to their customers as well as others?
that's not necessarily our model. We have talked about licensing out our greenhouses and our technology, and we've learned quickly that in order to be really effective in this supply chain, we really want to be able to bring our technology, our buildings, our produce next to those distribution centers. So we're actually looking at those areas as areas where we build out new buildings. Now, we are very instrumental in helping both local universities, national universities, and local farmers learn about hydroponics, how that can help you, how you can grow on your land 365 days a year, because we're not going to be the only solution. Eden Green isn't going to grow all the produce for the world. It's going to take everybody.
I'm thinking about me and some other people who are around me. I'm in a town that's very close. The headquarters of four or five major industries are in my community. And because it's so close to the major road system on the East Coast, that's why these companies locate here, because it's easy to get in and easy to get out. And so what you're talking about is pretty much the same thing. It's the, I don't want to say the corporatization of growing, because that's what big ag is all about, and that's what we kind of are rebuffing. We're looking for ways to localize this stuff so you don't have a 5,000-mile salad. Interesting. Aaron Fields is with us, an American family farmer, vice president of agriculture in charge of horticulture at Eden Green Technology. We continue in a matter of moments. Right now, a focus on you and your health, your well-being. Right now, Calitrin has a fabulous way for you and your family, your spouse especially, to get in on the action. The action is people want to lose weight, people want to keep it off. And the best way to do that is to go to toploss.com, fabulous website full of so much information about what's going on in your body, what you can do to fix some of the problems that you have because you're overweight, you've tried a lot of different things, it doesn't work, and you know the whole story. So you need kind of a help. You need support. And that's what you get when you go to toploss.com. Focus on what Calitrin has to offer in terms of ingredients. It's collagen protein. It's digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Now, you may not know about any of those individually or collectively, but they help to restore your body, and that's what you want. Go to toploss.com, use the code Doug for free shipping, and take advantage of, for example, right now, you get the Dieters Duo, the special. You pay for one person who's going to lose weight, but you can get product for two. How's that for a deal? Check it all out. Plus, they have financing, too, available for you to help you in another way at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
for a few more minutes with Aaron Fields. Boy, this has really piqued my interest. Aaron is from Eden Green Technology, and as some would think, this would be natural for California. But you just heard me describe my situation here. I'm in a suburban community 26 miles west of Boston, and there is this town is known not necessarily for its agriculture. It used to be. Matter of fact, the name was Farmlington before it was Framingham. It was started by four farmers who came over here in 1629. And so, but it's become, because of its location, one of these industrial or business giants. And lots of people work for these companies, and they're all, you know, there's a Whole Food, it's not as bad as California, but there's a Whole Food store in every town, not in every corner like it is in California. But, you know, everybody needs to have this nutrition, this plant nutrition. So how far can you go? Can you go all across the country? You know, what's your area of dominant influence right now, Aaron?
Right now we're located in Cleburne, Texas, which is about 20 minutes south of Fort Worth, Texas. We are close to the town of Cleburne, and we work very closely with that city. And so we are actually right across the street from a Walmart distribution center.
Yep.
And so those trucks can come in, unload there, and go right across the street and pick up our lettuce and bring it right to the store they're going to. Mm-hmm. That's one.
So do you have a deal like that with Walmart? Are you distributing your stuff to Walmart?
We are. We currently distribute through a partner of ours, Robinson Fresh Distribution.
Yeah.
And they help us move our lettuce across the country. It's a very, very good partnership. They've done amazing things for us, and we're really happy to be able to bring that product. The lettuce gets to that store in less than 2 days. It doesn't sit on a truck. It doesn't go 2,000 miles. It goes maybe 400 miles at best. Same day delivery on that shelf, fresh to you. It's amazing how much better just a simple thing like lettuce tastes.
And how much better it is for you. No way, no question about it. So you could do this conceivably at Costco distribution centers, BJ's distribution centers. I'm sure you're working on all of those sorts of things. Put up a shack across the street, and you're in business pretty much, right?
That's exactly what the idea is. It's going to the source of the distribution issue, which is going to where they move the food around. Now we don't have to bring it from a food to a distribution center to a store. It's right next door. Cuts down on transportation costs, carbon footprint, freshness, food loss, all that nutrition release all goes away because we can build this right next to a distribution center.
So are you a for-profit or not-for-profit organization?
We are very much a for-profit organization. It does take money to solve issues like this, and we are all about helping by making that profit.
Mm-hmm. And so are you a publicly traded company? Can people check you out that way, or is it a privately held company?
It's a privately held company right now.
Yep. All right. Well, there are still a lot of questions probably folks would like to get answers for and to. So it's obviously a very different scenario from some of the huge big ag outfits. So if you go to EdenGreen.com, you can find answers to questions that I wasn't able to ask here. But the practical side of what they're doing is you get two or three harvests a year. You're close to the source of distribution, which is especially important. So there are two or three different things about this that are very intriguing. I'm glad we were able to share those ideas, Aaron. Thanks very much for being here. Aaron Fields from Eden Green Technology here this week on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Family Farmer at 53 past the hour. In case you missed it, or you do miss it, or you may not have it on top of mind, American Family Farmer Show is available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a download, a podcast, some of our more recent discussions. Had a fellow on from Shady Brook Farm, and we talked about how the family has been able to hold on to the land, actually growing it from a very small acreage to pretty large acreage. That was a good conversation. And those are the kind of stories that I want to tell so that you can be inspired. And perhaps there's some idea that germinates in your mind from listening to these conversations. Happy to help. Check it out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We also have our daily food farm family input that comes from my weekday syndicated program, the Good Day program. We have a food farm family segment. And all the input there daily changes, foodfarmfamily.com. More information about what you're eating, where it's coming from, that sort of thing. But it is it's compelling, if I do say so myself. I don't put it together. Jay Kirshner does. But there's a lot of very helpful, serious information there for anybody who eats. So hopefully that's everybody. Last week on my opining section, I was talking about the conditions, how optimistic farmers seem to be. That seems to be one of the bywords. I find the farmers that I'm around are more optimistic than not. However, this is another point of view sent to me by somebody who didn't agree, obviously, with my point of view. Someone who's a producer is having a notably tough time. This guy listens to me in Indiana. And he cited a Purdue University study that shows that the barometer of positive sentiment had dropped down 8 points from where it was earlier this year on a scale of 1 to 100. Actually, during the course of the year, he said recently it was down 8 points. During the course of the year, prior to that, it had been down 13 points. That is, what are the future expectations that farmers have? And this particular survey of the ag economy was nowhere near as positive as the information I passed to you last week. That tells me a couple of different things. First of all, any study, any survey that's done is done hopefully to turn out the way the people who are paying for the survey want it to turn out. That's just the way it is. You know, you see people who, you look at a Gallup poll, or you look at a Pew poll, and usually whoever pays for it, unless it's a public interest group, has an agenda. So if Ford Motor Company pays for some company to do a survey as to what the most popular car and truck is in America, guess what? They're going to come back with Ford being the most popular, and then they can use that. Hey, this survey says Ford's the most popular. Well, in this circumstance, I'm looking at emotion. I'm looking at how you're investing the most important capital you have, and that's you and your time and your acumen. And so as I look at the prices for farm machinery, talk about this right to repair thing, the cost of fuel, the interest rates, I get what this person is telling me about this survey. The negative view is compounded by all these realities. And so how can you be positive? How can you look at the farm financial index and think, hey, this is great? Because it isn't. And so I wanted to present this other point of view, food for thought, because I know, as I sit here and do this program, that when I went through that of trying to make people feel better about what they're doing, because that's part of my job, to make you feel better, but to also bring you news and things that'll help stir the pot. And if you listen to my Good Day program Monday through Friday, you know that's kind of where my head's at. I want people to think better about themselves and about what they're doing. But sometimes people, you know, they look at stuff like this, the short-term farmland value expectation index, which has gone up 126 points in the past year. It's not at an all-time high, but it's pretty doggone close. 39% of the respondents said they couldn't buy farmland because the opportunity isn't there. They can't afford it or they can't find it. And that's because it's getting eaten up. You heard me earlier in the program talking about this bill to keep the Chinese mostly, but other governments from buying our land. And so I get that there are lots of conditions that are unsavory and that we have a problem. We've got to deal with it. But I think it's healthier, if I may say, go down this street for a second, to be optimistic than not. So one point of view one week. Another point of view another week. That's what we're all about here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.